that call. The time has come for one and all.
Wiggins America.
If you haven't been able to place it, you listen to the whole song coming in. That was my bump music, and I just let the whole thing play. That is from A League of Their Own. There you go. You went, oh, yeah, I remembered. Or maybe you already had. You'd grabbed it already. Well, I'm playing that because Music for Fireworks, the American soundtrack, is coming up on July 4th, and it is the sixth annual, I believe. I'm still looking that up. I still got to find if that's true, but I think it's the sixth annual. And so every 4th of July since 2021, that would make it, I have hosted Music for Fireworks. It starts at 7 p.m., goes till 11 p.m., and it is just commercial-free Americana on the radio. It is for you driving to fireworks. It is for you to watch fireworks. I kind of try to, I always say, I time it exactly to your display. Because I try to hit the right songs that are going on when, you know, right when it gets dark and stuff like that. And it's fun. It's fun for me to try to do because every year I'm challenged to do it better. You're going to hear songs that you know. You're going to hear God Bless America. You're going to hear the Star Spangled Banner. But you're going to hear a lot of stuff that you didn't know you could hear in a special like that. In fact, I actually don't know that there's any station in the country that does a special like that. I just came up with the idea, and I do it every year, and I love it. It's the one time of the year that I do a special. It's the 4th of July. And so that's coming up. So I'm promoting it here by playing that. And then you hear stuff like this, movie clips from The Sandlot.
There was only one night game a year. On the 4th of July, the whole sky would brighten up with fireworks, giving us just enough light for a game. We played our best then, because I guess we all felt like the big leaguers under the lights of some great stadium. Benny felt like that all the time. We all knew he was going to go on to bigger and better games, because every time we stopped to watch the sky on those nights, like regular kids, he was there to call us back. You see, for us, baseball was a game. But for Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez, baseball was life.
And it's fun to hear this because you hear it. I shouldn't have even told you what it was from. I should have said, tell me what movie this is from and let you decide. But you do know that's The Sandlot. And we've all seen that movie. And it's the 4th of July scene from The Sandlot. So we have a lot of that kind of stuff. Stuff that you would forget is even in movies that's about the 4th or about fireworks or whatever. We'll play that. We also have some stuff that's a little more like deep, you know, the stuff that's from history. There's one in particular that's an old Porky Pig cartoon where he's traveling through the founding fathers and just the history of the country. That's stuff that we don't really see nowadays, especially in cartoons, you know, any sort of education like that. There's an old cartoon from 1948 that I'll play part of that talks about isms and how people will use isms, basically divisions and victimhood, to tear people apart. And this is from 1948. It's really cool. So I hope you hear some of that stuff throughout the night. I'm just kind of teasing you with it a little bit right now. I'm going to play right here. Check this out. This is actual audio from President Teddy Roosevelt. Yes, they actually had this. This is some of the earliest audio recordings that are in history are of President Teddy Roosevelt. Listen to this.
Theodore Roosevelt, 1912.
The great
fundamental issue now before our people can be stated briefly. It is, are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves? I believe they are. I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will, day in and day out, make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them. I believe again that the American people are, as a whole, capable of self-control and of learning by their mistakes.
Awesome message, and it's still relevant. And it's amazing that we have that of Teddy Roosevelt. I think he was one of the first presidents that we photographed as well. So really cool historical stuff. You know, we've got some recreations of the Gettysburg Address. Stuff that you would, when I say it, hopefully you hear it and you go, oh, that would be really cool. We've got like clips from Superman and The Simpsons. Stuff that is really patriotic that you may not have known was there. And that's all sprinkled throughout all of the American music. And it's such an eclectic mix, 7 to 11 on 4th of July night, inviting you to be a part of it. And it's all sponsored this year by Paramount Men's Medical. So that's cool. We're going to take a short break and be right back with one last segment here on Wiggins America. Stick around. Shortly, we will be right back.
Bureaus and departments have been busy night and day. They're figuring out just how we gave our secrets all away. And Congress has appointed a committee, so they said, to find out who's American and who's a low-down red. They call them up to Washington to speak for
Wiggins America.
When they ask them what they are, they shut up like a clam. I wish they'd take and put me on the witness stand today and yell so loud old Stalin could hear me all the way.